This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's coming up on 11 minutes after 6 on this Friday morning from WSMI FM 106, part 1 of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City.
Farmers, there's a new crop insurance product available that will complement your revenue-based policy. Multiple peril policies use the average price in February to set your base price. Through Farm Credit Services of Illinois and the new multiple price discount product, you now have the opportunity to capture a higher effective base price and maximize your coverage. You can add 3 to 4 additional months to your discovery period ahead of the March 15th sales closing date. A longer discovery period could also offer more opportunities for the coming year, so you can feel more confident in your marketing decisions. Our new crop insurance products will work with your multi-peril policy, whether using basic, optional, or enterprise units. Crop insurance available through Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For more information on a crop insurance product to fit your needs, call us at 800-444-FARM or online at farmcreditil.com. Whether we're in an office, at your kitchen table, or the tailgate of your pickup, Farm Credit, a good fit for all your crop insurance needs.
Head into winter with a set of premium Michelin tires. Drop by your Michelin dealer between now and December 2nd and get a $70 MasterCard reward card after submission when you buy any set of 4 new Michelin brand passenger or light truck tires. Taylor Tire and Auto on the west end of Tyler Avenue in Litchfield has the expert tire service you need to prepare your vehicle for all your winter travels. Reward card eligibility is limited to tire purchases from participating dealers only. See redemption form for complete offer details. Offer expires December 2nd, 2013. Void where prohibited. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to a license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
And here are the closing commodity prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. Yesterday, December corn ended at 426 and a half, down 3 1/4. March corn ended at 436 and a half, down 3 3/4. May corn ended at 445, down 3 3/4. December wheat yesterday ended at 644 3/4, down 3/4. March wheat, 655 1/4, down 1/4. May wheat, 659 1/2, down 1/2. November soybeans yesterday ended at 1317 1/4, down 2 1/2. January beans, 1313 1/2, down 1 1/2. March beans ended at 1297 1/2, down 3/4. December soybean meal yesterday ended at 424.60, up 13. January meal, 418.90, up 8. And March meal, $409, up 3. December soybean oil yesterday ended at 40.97, up a penny. January oil, 41.24, down a penny. March oil, 41.63, unchanged. December oats yesterday ended at 340 and a half, up 4. March oats, 321 3/4, up 3. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
This is Thursday, the 14th report of grain prices and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Thursday afternoon. Technical trading weakened grain prices today on the Board of Trade. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 2 lower at 402 to 423. Soybean bids were 1 to 2 lower at 1280 to 1311. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 cents lower at 405 to 422. Soybean bids were steady to 2 lower at 1298 to 1313. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 3 to 4 lower at 396 to 425. Soybean bids were 1 to 6 lower at 1274 to 1308. And wheat bids were steady to 2 lower at 611 to 647. Illinois soybean processors cash soybean bids were down 4 to 7 at 1329 to 1334. Basis was down 2 to 5 at 15 to 20 over the January. Soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 454.60 to 463.60, up 130, with basis steady at 30 to 39 over the December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were mixed at 432 to 442, with basis steadied up 5 at 5 to 15 over the December. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids mixed at 410 to 417, with basis steady to 5 higher at 10 to 17 under the December. Soybeans ended down 2 at 12.98 to 13.11, with basis steady at 13 to 15 under the January. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 9 to 12 lower at 4.30 to 4.31. The elevators lowered their soybean prices 10 to 14 cents with quotations at 13.21 to 13.24. Soft wheat closed down 1 to 6 cents at 6.50 to 6.60. Milo ended the day 3 cents lower at 4.47 to 4.67. And contract bids to producers for January delivery for the northern part of the state, corn was 404 to 423. Soybeans for January at 1285 to 1312. The central part of the state, corn for January delivery at 409 to 423. And soybeans for January at 1306 to 1321. In the southern part of the state, corn for January delivery was 419 to 433. And soybeans for January in the southern part of the state at 1310 to 1334. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade from yesterday, December hogs, ended at 85.60, down 77. February hogs, 89.80, down 97. April hogs, 92.10, down 55. December cattle yesterday ended at 132.97, up 22. February cattle, 134.52, up 2. April cattle, 134.95, up 12. November feeder cattle yesterday, 165.02, up 17. January feeders, 165.20, up 55. March feeders, 164.90, up 55. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture, with Thursday, the 14th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 73 cents lower in a range of 79.88 to 81.50, with a weighted average carcass price of 80.35. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading steady with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 60 to 67, 4 to 5 weight at 63 to 70, and 500 to 550 at 66 to 71, and over 550 at 69 to 75. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 56 to 62. Receipts for Illinois hogs this afternoon have totaled 11,517. Greenville Livestock Auction Report for Wednesday, November 13th. Receipts were 684 compared to last week. Slaughter steers and heifers traded $1 lower. Slaughter Holstein steers traded $2 lower in a light test, and slaughter cows and bulls were mostly $1 to $2 lower. Steers choice at 128 to 132. Steers select and choice at 120 to 128. Steers select at 110 to and Holstein steers select and choice at 110 to 116. Heifers choice at 128.50 to 131.50. Heifers select and choice at 120 to 127. Slaughter cows premium average dressing at 96. Boners average dressing at 78 to 85. And lean 68 to 74. Four average dressing. Slaughter bulls average dressing at 89 to 95. Feeder steers and heifers, medium and large, 9 weight at 127.60. Feeder Holstein steers, large, 3 weight at 125 to 130. Feeder heifers, medium and large, 4 weight at 157 to 166. Feeder bulls, medium and large, 5 weight, 150 to 160.50. And 6 weight at 148 to 156. Reels Livestock Auction Report for Wednesday, November 13th had receipts at 437. Trade was active with good demand. Steers choice at 128 to 134.50. Steers select and choice at 124 to 127. Heifers choice at 127 to 133. Slaughter cows average dressing breakers at 79.50 to 85. Boners average dressing at 77 to 83. And leans average dressing at 61.50 to 69. Slaughter bulls average dressing at 77 to 86. Feeder steers medium and large ones and twos, 4 weight at 184. Feeder steers large ones, 5 weight at 173 to 182. Feeder heifers medium and large twos, 4 weight at 178. And feeder heifers large ones, 5 weight at 160 to 166. And feeder heifers large ones and twos, 4 weight at 181. Feeder bulls medium and large 6 weight at 150. And feeder bulls large ones and twos, 3 weight at 185. In the walnut opening report for Thursday the 14th, had estimated receipts of 336. Slaughter steers and heifers were steady to a dollar higher. Slaughter Holstein steers were $4 higher. Trade was active and demand good. Slaughter steers choice at 128 to 132. Slaughter Holstein steers choice at 114.50 to 118.50. And slaughter heifers choice at 127 and a quarter to 132 and a quarter. In the direct trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 128.50 and on a dress basis at 208. Heifers on a live basis traded at 128.50 to 130 and on a dress basis at 208. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 466 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $93.97, which is $1.78 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $202.56, which was 45 cents lower, with select carcasses at $188.52, which was 3 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated $115,000. Compared to $119,000 for last week and $128,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at $437,000 compared to $436,000 last week and $436,000 for 1 year ago. The Reals Weekly Hay Auction Report for Wednesday, November 13th had receipts of 918 bales. Alfalfa small squares premium quality at $7.50 per bale. Alfalfa orchard grass small squares premium quality at 7 to 8 a bale. Alfalfa mixed grass good quality small squares at 4 and a quarter to 5.50. Orchard grass good quality small squares at $5 a bale. And mixed grass small squares good quality at 3 to 5.50. And wheat straw good quality small squares at 2.40 to 2.60. And that concludes our report. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for November $4.26 and for December $4.26. Corn delivered to Scottville for November $4.26 and for December $4.18. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for November $12.90 and for December $13.23. And wheat delivered to Scottville $6.14. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield and Scottville, $4.26, beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $12.90, and wheat at Scottville, $6.14. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area at this time. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by Stein Seed and by the M&M Service Company.
What is farming smart? At M&M Service Company, it means making the right choices for your farm. Managing your farming operation doesn't stop at harvest and begin again at planting time. You need to assess each field's fertility needs as you prepare for the next growing season. M&M Service Company is there to manage the fertility of each field and then help you select the right FS Envision corn and FS High Soy soybeans to increase your yield. That's farming smart. And farming smart always begins with FS Seed. Call your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company to maximize every acre of your operation.
I'm here at Stein Seed with Myron Stein, and we're talking about field potential and Stein HP corn. Myron, what is high population corn all about?
Stein HP corn is a new line of high population, high performance hybrids with superior genetics, standability, and disease resistance. So growers will get the most out of every acre they plant by putting more plants in the field, maximizing a field's true potential.
Let Stein maximize your field potential this season. Visit Stein Seed online, on your mobile, or contact your local Stein Seed dealer.
Contact regional sales manager Gary Niemeyer or your local dealer.
Becoming cloudy today, high temperatures in the low 50s with south winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, low temperatures in the low 40s. And for tomorrow, Saturday, windy and warmer with a chance of a shower, highs in the mid-60s. And your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy and turning colder with a chance of a shower on Sunday. Low temperatures falling to the upper 20s, highs in the mid-40s. Right now, south winds at 7 miles per hour, the barometric pressure steady, our temperature 42 degrees. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Stein Seed. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Monsanto Southern Illinois team, and we'll join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh next.
Asgrow brand soybeans have hung in there strong year after year. When you are ordering your soybean seed this season, consider Asgrow on your farm. Listen to what Asgrow brands these farmers plant.
I plant Asgrow AG 3832s.
I plant Asgrow AG 3832s.
I plant Asgrow AG 4232.
I plant Asgrow AG 3832s.
Local Southern Illinois farmers plant Asgrow brand soybeans. Contact your local Asgrow dealer today.
Here at the NAFB convention in Kansas City, we have the chance to see what people all over the country are doing to promote the agriculture industry. I stopped by the Dairy Management Inc. booth to talk with Brad Scott, a dairy producer in California who's on the National Dairy Board. Recently, the reality show Undercover Bosses stopped by Scott's farm. We talked about what a great opportunity it was to promote the positive story of agriculture.
You know, I'm a fourth generation dairy farmer, and being on the National Dairy Board, one of the things we've been really trying to promote is consumer confidence. And that all plays into telling your story and taking the opportunity to, you know, show people what you have as far as your dairy operation. So not everybody has the opportunity to have a reality show come, but I did have the unique opportunity. And when I was approached, it's kind of like, oh, no. Why do you want a bunch of reality cameras on your dairy? And, we shouldn't do this. But at the same time, it's like, no, because we do have such a great positive dairy story that we need to get out to the consumers. And so I did have the opportunity to have Undercover Boss, the CEO of Menchie's, came out for a day. He had no former knowledge of dairy farming. So when he left that day, it's interesting to see someone of that caliber. He was almost like a child. He loved the animals. He loved what we were doing. He loved my staff. It showed as far as how they were taking care of the animals on a daily basis. So when he left, I just know that, boy, his head was spinning. And it just goes to show that there's always opportunities for dairy farmers out there to do something. If it's your local communities, there's always a school of Cub Scouts or somebody that, you know, we just all need to tell our story. And any opportunity that we can get the public to come to our dairy farms and demonstrate and show them all the great things that we do from animal care to nutrition to, you know, how our farms are sustainable. These are all great stories that the dairy industry needs to tell.
And dairy producers are some of the most hardest working farmers I've seen. I mean, they're out there at 4 in the morning milking their cows, and they're back out there at 4 in the afternoon milking their cows every single day of the year. And so it is great to see that in light of all these kind of animal welfare activist groups, that dairy has been able to kind of stabilize a kind of a positive image throughout all of this.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, a lot of that goes to the dairy checkoff, because through the state and region checkoffs across the country, I think we're doing a lot of work, and we've got the tools and the resources. So when dairy farmers are approached by someone in the community, and maybe they're not comfortable talking to the media or giving a tour, they have the tools that they can help them with. They have staff to help train them so they know how to prepare. They know how to tell the story, how to communicate all the great things we are doing. So it's not something to be afraid of. It's actually something that we should all be embracing. And as dairy farmers, there's no better spokesperson for our industry than ourselves.
Also here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Convention are college students from all around the country, including Madison Williams from Litchfield, Illinois. I was able to catch up with her and ask how she's enjoying the convention.
I'm here as an ACT student, which is Ag Communicators of Tomorrow. I'm a student at the University of Missouri, and they invited me to come down here today to just see what it's like to be a broadcaster and join the radio crews.
So what are some of the activities that you're going to be able to do while you're at convention?
I get to go and talk to the other booths all from all across the country, and I also get to go and shadow various radio broadcasters and see what it's like to be on their side of things, which is very exciting because that's something that's very new to me.
And when are you going to be graduating, and what are your kind of future goals and future plans after graduation?
I will probably graduate in 2016, May 2016. It might be a little later, but I'm currently studying science and ag journalism at the University of Missouri, and I would like to either do public relations work with that or maybe radio broadcasting. This event has been very eye-opening for me and very exciting, so.
What has been your favorite part of the convention so far? I know it's kind of in the middle of it, so you haven't gotten to do everything yet, but so far, what have you enjoyed the most?
Definitely the networking. All these people are great, and I've met so many of them just for the first time, and I already feel so close with them and so open with them, and like I've known them for many years. And I feel like the ag community is very strong and well-known for that, and it's just something I really appreciate.
What do you think is going to be the highlight of your convention? I know you're about to go into the trade talk, kind of, so are you getting really pumped about that?
I really am. There's so many booths in there and so many people, and I just want to go see what all they have to offer and everything that they are working on right now.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Madison. Is there anything else you want to add?
No, not right now, but I'd just like to give a shout-out to my family back home, Jerry, Jody, Williams. Hi.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Madison, and best of luck to you for the rest of the convention.
Thank you.
Again, that was Litchfield native Madison Williams. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.